found at the W-2 scam and is carried out by criminals who disguise an email to make it look like it came from a top executive or business colleague, and they send these emails to HR departments and accounting departments, and they'll make requests like, hey, I need to see the W-2 forms for all of our employees. I'll also need their Social Security numbers and their birth dates. And in some cases, we've seen nationwide and locally, people in these positions have turned over this information thinking they were just following orders when in fact they were helping a scammer perpetrate a crime.
And usually, I guess, if someone gets an email like this, is it probably best to go check with who's ever requesting it in person, I guess, if that makes any sense, to make sure that it is legitimate?
Yeah, we're advising companies, nonprofits, pretty much anyone that has employees to train their employees, first to let them know this scheme is happening and they could be a victim of it, and second to have a procedure in place to verify all requests asking for sensitive information, and especially wire transfers of money. Obviously, these kind of things, you want to be absolutely sure they're legitimate, so make sure you have a procedure in place to verify all requests of that nature, regardless of who they come from, be it the CEO, the chief financial officer, or what have you.
Perfect. Well, lots of good information. Anything else, Dan, that you wanted to add that maybe I didn't hit on today?
You know, I just think that it's a good idea to, for all businesses, nonprofits, healthcare organizations to do some trainings now more than ever. This is definitely a thing, and with so much information on the internet, scammers can see company CEOs, they can see officers throughout the company, and then all they have to do is dummy up an email address and send an email and making it look official, and next thing you know, that's where the real problems start.